Well, it may be one of the hardest decisions we'll ever have to make, deciding to give a pet up for adoption. It may be unimaginable for many to ever give up their pet, but it may be in the best interest if the owner is simply no longer able to take care of their animal. To discuss giving a pet up for adoption, I'm joined by Dr. Anne Fawcett, a lecturer in veterinary science, at Sydney University and a companion animal practitioner at Sydney Animal Hospital. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Victor.
Now, it can seem unimaginable to some that they'd ever give up their pet. What are the main reasons why a person may put their pet up for adoption?
I think the main reasons are they feel that they can't meet their pet's needs. And one of the common reasons that I see is that people have to move house and they can't find pet-friendly accommodation, or their financial circumstances change or a relationship changes. So another common situation is where a baby is introduced into the household and people are overwhelmed by the responsibility and can't look after their pet.
And is it quite common for people to no longer be able to deal with their pet and have to put them up for adoption?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't give you the stats off the top of my head on that, but it's not an uncommon scenario. And I guess the thing is that often people feel very guilty about it. And but we need to understand this. Life does happen, and there are certain situations where people can no longer meet their animal's welfare needs. And for some animals, it is actually better to be rehomed. I mean, and the other situation that I come across quite frequently is actually where pets rehome themselves. This happens particularly with cats, who might voluntarily decide that they actually like living with the neighbours better and may just move in with the neighbours. So I do come across that on a reasonably regular basis as well.
Yeah, I work in the evening sometimes. I work at a pub and there's a cat that lives there that used to live just down the road, and it decided that it liked being around all the people at the pub, and it's now lived there for about 15 years. And
wow.
His name is Gizmo, and he's all over. He's on the coasters. All the kids have little colouring in books for him, but he's decided that the pub is his home. So I know very well that kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there'll be some listeners thinking that a pet is a responsibility that you should never give up on. Do you think it's an owner's responsibility to stick it out to the end with their pet?
No. I mean, I'm very much of the view, I can agree with your listeners that I do think pets are for life. When we adopt an animal, we should be thinking about the animal as a young animal and going through life stages, or if we're getting a pre-loved pet, planning for that animal for its whole life. But I also know as a veterinarian that things happen. Now, for example, some animals, it just turns out, are not compatible in some households. There's systems that we can use to help weed those cases out early. So, for example, a lot of shelters now will adopt out animals for a trial period so that if things don't work out, they can take the animal back in relatively quickly and it's not too traumatic for the animal. But I think there are situations, some tragic situations, where people do have to make a choice and to give up their animal. It's really tough for them. So an example would be, and this is particularly heartbreaking, older people who've got to go into a nursing home or have got to move back in with family who aren't able to take their pet. Or there might be a blended family and that they're trying to blend their pets and some pets are very much incompatible with others. So in those situations, look, we do need shelters. The reality is we do need that safety net. What we really need is to support people who do have animals, help people who are struggling to fit an animal into the household with behaviour and training support, but also make sure there's lots of pet-friendly accommodation. And I think the other thing that this issue raises is it brings to light this need for more people to adopt pre-loved pets. There are a lot of animals who suddenly can't fit into their households. I think that people who make the effort to give them up to a decent shelter or rescue group or find a new home are really doing a good thing.
And we're talking a lot about the situation for people after they already have the pet. But on the other side, do you think there should be more onus on people looking to get a pet into their life before they get the pet to figure out the responsibilities that they may have and the strain it may have on them before they get the pet, so we don't have to get to this adoption stage?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, I think we can plan for things by understanding what it involves to own an animal. And Right now, one of the issues is we have a lot of people Instagramming their pets, and they're seeing lots of photos of pets out and about and having a great time. What we're not seeing is, you know, picking up after pets, cleaning litter trays, exercising animals when it's cold and windy. So those things tend to get a bit overlooked, and when the reality hits you, it can be very tough. I see a lot of owners who've adopted a new puppy, for example, and they were not at all expecting the stress of adjusting the new puppy to the household, toilet training, getting them to sleep in the area that they want them to sleep in, and those kinds of responsibilities are things that they weren't expecting. They're expecting playing games and looking at cuteness and not all of that responsibility. So I think if people can be prepared for it, it's great. And one of the things that they can do is hang out with other friends with the types of animals that they're thinking of adopting. If they're thinking about getting a dog, going on some dog walks and hanging out at shelters and rescue organisations and meeting a range of different animals.
And for the animals themselves, how hard do you think it can be for a pet to start a new life with a new owner or new circumstances?
Well, I think it can be very tough. I mean, for their perspective is definitely different to ours. But I think going from one household to another, changing the people who are around you, the environment, can be very tough. However, I hear lots of stories of animals who perhaps, you know, circumstances changed and the owners weren't able to spend very much time with them. They're rehomed into a new area where they've got an owner who perhaps isn't working full-time, or they've got a bigger property, or, you know, they've got another animal that animal gets along with, and they have a wonderful life and they're so much happier. So I do think that, you know, some of the guilt that we have around these things is a little bit projecting animals' feelings. And we really need to think about, okay, when we're rehoming an animal, or when we're deciding whether or not to rehome an animal, what's in the best interest of that animal? Can I meet those animals' needs? If not, is there someone or somewhere that can better meet those animals' needs?
And if people do have to make that tough decision, how can people go about putting their pet up for adoption?
Yeah, well, we know that people go about it very differently. So ideally, it's best to rehome an animal to someone that you know. So people often do use their personal networks and they use social media to leverage those. Another thing that they can do is talk to breed-specific rescue groups. So, for example, there's Pug Rescue, there's Sheltie Rescue. There's lots of different rescue groups that specialise in rehoming different breeds. And they can be good because they're often rehoming to people who want specific traits in an animal. And I guess that's more common with dogs. They can also talk to animal shelters and some pounds who do rehoming as well. We know that quite a few people rehome animals on Gumtree, I think, and other websites like that. If you're rehoming animals online, you need to be very, very careful. Ideally, meet the people that you're thinking of rehoming the animal to. Ideally, have some idea of what kind of property they're going to, so that you can be assured that is, you know, you know exactly what situation you're sending the animal to, so you know that their welfare needs are going to be met.
Anne, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Victor.